Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marsh. Always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. You know, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to each one of our featured guests. And you folks out there that listen in and often, you know I love offensive line, and we have one coming from Northwestern. It's none other than Vogel. We saw him down at the College Gridiron Showcase, and anybody familiar with Big Ten football or the Northwestern, and they're definitely familiar with Gunnar Vogel. Gunnar, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
This afternoon as well. It's going great. Thanks for having me on. Out here in Chicago right now, enduring the winter, trying to stay warm and out of the snow, but I'm doing great.
Funny you said that, because you know I was thinking, you know, I saw a Columbus guy, and then you're Northwestern off of Lake Michigan. Does it get pretty brutal, that wind coming off the lake there?
It does, yeah. I mean, like you said, growing up in Ohio, I'm a Midwest guy, so I'm used to the cold and I'm used to the snow. But yeah, the wind is a different beast. I mean, we see some wind chills here that are ridiculous. I think the other day we had negative wind chills, so I mean, yeah, it's been cold, but you know, not too crazy. Yeah,
fair enough. Like I said, we know cold, but there's another level of cold, and as you keep going north, I mean, it gets more bitter and more bitter. So for you, kind of get into the nooks and crannies. I mean, you know, you're invited down to the showcase. Fantastic opportunity, especially in COVID-19 conditions where, you know, you're capable of and able to sit down in a room with NFL scouts, and they already know you as a player. That's why you're there. But now they get to know you as a man and you know, look you in the eye and find out what you bring to the table in terms of character and everything else. How was that experience like being down in Fort Worth and just interacting with all these teams?
It was awesome. It was a great event, and I'm really glad I got to go. You know, it was a little bit, nerve-wracking, you know, getting in there, talking to the scouts really for the first time. But as it got going, you know, I felt really comfortable, and I had some great conversations with a bunch of teams. And, it was good. It was great to get out on the field and do some of the drills, you know, that would have taken place at the combine. So I feel like I was able to put on a good display, just like my ability to move for all the scouts, and yeah, I had some great conversations. So it was a great event for me, for sure.
Yeah, and again, anyone in what you want to do, your line of work, having that opportunity to really, you know, let them know you and then showcase your stuff down in Fort Worth, Texas. Priceless commodity if you're an NFL draft prospect going through this routine. So you get the Northwestern, and every guy that's come on the program, I've always shared this question. And it doesn't matter if you're at a JUCO, D1, D2 school. You don't really know until you really get your feet wet what you're going to be able to bring to the program. But obviously, you've carved out a terrific career at a big-time program. When do you kind of get the sense personally that what you're doing on a Saturday, Gunnar, can possibly allow you to make a living on Sunday afternoons in the National Football League?
Yeah, I would say my junior year so like one of my first, you know, big roles, being able to like step up, and, you know, I felt great. I felt dominant. I knew I was playing in one of the best leagues in college football. And, you know, reviewing the film Sunday mornings, I just kept seeing, you know, the product I was putting out there. And I feel like it was probably midway through that junior season after we played, you know, a bunch of the teams in the Big Ten West, and I'd seen the way I played that I knew, like, if I kept grinding, I could definitely keep playing the game for a lot longer. So, yeah, it's awesome to finally be at that point where I'm chasing that dream.
And you're doing a hell of a job at it. Once again, Gunnar Vogel, the standout Northwestern offensive lineman here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft. And very versatile. I mean, at least what I've been able to pick up, I mean, I've seen you, I believe, at right guard, some left tackle, primarily at right tackle. But you're pretty versed, well-versed, I should say, and pretty much the whole entire offensive line. Is that fair to say?
I would say that's fair to say, yeah. I feel like that's one of my biggest advantages as a prospect coming out is my just ability to really play anywhere on the line. Yeah, like you said, I mostly played right tackle over my career, but I have games started at left tackle, and I've also had experience at guard. And I played some center in high school. I played about half a season of center in high school, so comfortable snapping the ball. So I think that gives me a big advantage, just being able to go in there and playing, you know, both sides of the line and guard and tackle. So. Yeah, I feel like that's definitely something big that I bring to the table and that a lot of teams are looking for.
Nice. Did they touch base on that with you down at the Gridiron Showcase that, you know, they liked that versatility and, you know, they thought that was definitely a plus as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of teams I talked to who were saying they like me as a guard and tackle, and then there were some teams who were just saying they like me more just strictly as a tackle or a guard, but I got a lot of positive feedback from teams saying that they like, you know, my versatility. So, yeah, I'm glad you touched on that.
Awesome, man. Well, kudos to you. I definitely had to put a little pep in your step as you were kind of making your week through Fort Worth, going through the drills and knowing that you were getting that positive feedback. It's nothing like getting some accolades from potential hires and that was from those NFL scouts. Now, this is your show, and we asked this of all our guests. I mean, when these scouts throw on the film, they're breaking down the game tape of you, what do you think they're going to love most about you when they've watched the tape? I mean, what are those hallmark home run abilities, as we like to say, that they're going to fall in love with, where they're going to want to bring you aboard the roster?
Yeah. First, I would say would just be physicality in the run game. You know, I have a ton of awesome tape of just blowing up double teams, big D tackles in the Big Ten. You know, I feel like that's one of my strong suits in the running game is just getting, like, front side power zone schemes and just really getting underneath guys' pads and driving them out of gaps. But another thing I think stands out with my film is just my ability to get out in space and block guys on the perimeter, like lead block up through the alley on stretch plays and toss plays and quick screens. So I feel like that's a direction where the NFL is really moving towards, like a lot of just getting playmakers the ball outside the hashes and then getting big guys out there in front to clear the way. So I'd say those are two of the biggest things that stand out in my game as scouts are watching my film.
Awesome. How about this one? This, again, just to benefit you, does anything go unnoticed? Could have been the offense you ran where maybe you couldn't do different types of blocking. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. Film junkie, team captain. I mean, is there anything that these guys need to know about that they won't see on tape?
I'd say a part of my game that, you know, isn't really as evident on film would just be my ability to, like, adapt to different style players and even, like, adjust, you know, my play style mid-game just based on the kind of looks we're getting. So, obviously, a ton of that goes in with film prep, which is been a huge area of focus for me over my career is just being as on top of the film so I can expect as much as possible going into a game. But then also, you know, if you go into a game and you have a plan and it turns out, you know, that the defense adjusts or comes out with a plan that kind of, you know, negates your plan, you got to be able to adjust. And you can't be so set in your ways that you can't adjust your technique or you know, play a guy differently in order to, you know, do what you need to do to, you know, win your one-on-one matchup every play. So that would be a thing I feel like it doesn't necessarily stand out on the film as much, but it's a big part of my game.
Wonderful. Very well said. Wonderful way to kind of explain yourself. And a lot of time, guys, you know, we throw that question out there and they just kind of let it go. But, man, I think it's such a vital question to allow these guys, if they listen in, because I know they do, to say, hey, you know what, these are some of the things you need to see, and you may not see them, but you need to know about them. We were talking right before we went live that you were training in Chicago. I think you said TC Boost and EFT, they kind of combined under COVID conditions. If those two names are right, with the rest said, how is training going for you?
Yeah, it's going really well. You know, the strength program I'm on has got me feeling great. You know, we're doing, you know, weekly checkups on all the tests that are going to be going on at Pro Day, and, you know, making progress every week, and I'm getting great offensive line work. So I feel like across the board, I'm just getting better every day, and that's really all you can ask for when you're training.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. When did you arrive there?
I started about 2 weeks after Citrus Bowl win, so I think this is week
okay.
five now, and I've got 4 weeks to go. It's actually, yeah, a month from tomorrow is our pro day. We've got one of the earlier pro days in the country, so feeling good, about ready to go show out. We're going to have a big pro day this year, so it's going to be a big opportunity.
Excellent. And I never say this, Gunner, to guys that have late pro days, but if I was in your position, I would definitely want my pro day early. I don't know why. I just, when I hear the guys that have the late, like towards the end of pro days, I just think, man, you get, you know, it's more training, more pressure, you know, that might help you depending on your circumstance. But if I was you, man, I just like, you know, I want to wake up tomorrow and just get after it. Are you looking into a little bit more since you got there? Are you checking out the results, seeing the difference?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question one more time?
I said, are you looking in the mirror a little bit more, seeing the results? You've been training there for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I had a little 1 week off after our bowl win, and certainly enjoyed that time with my teammates. But then getting back on the grindstone, yeah, I mean, I'm looking good, man. I'm getting bigger, stronger, faster every day. So I think the final result come pro day is going to be something that, you know, a lot of people take notice of.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Once again, Gunner Vogel, the standout Northwestern offensive lineman here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities once again to download and listen to our featured guest. Outside of the football field, I mean, you know, what do you love doing? If you're not worrying about working out and X's and O's and, you know, you're just taking a break from the game, I mean, how do you kind of spend your time and what are some of your other passions in life?
Yeah, I love being outside. Big outdoorsman kind of guy. I love fishing. Try to go hunting when I can. But yeah, anything that involves, you know, hanging out with my buddies, whether it's just like watching a movie or listening to music, that's what I enjoy to do. Yeah, I love music. I play guitar, so that's one of my hobbies outside. I haven't had a ton of time to be playing a lot of guitar because I've been really busy, but. Yeah, those are just a few of the things I'd say are my hobbies.
What's that go-to song when you grab the guitar, you put it on your lap and you start playing? What's that song that kind of you fiddle with?
Well, I try to learn like as much as I can, but I've been playing a lot of Nirvana. I've been learning a lot of Nirvana, so that's been my most recent thing I've been doing.
God bless you, Gunner. God bless you. I love you. I love you, man. God bless you. I'm definitely going to do my best to give you as much love as I can now. I love it. Hey, before we let you go, we do like to have fun. We call it three and out, just a couple off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, now you play for a very iconic, well-respected head coach in Pat Fitzgerald. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him? Did you do it in front of him?
Not to his face. Nobody does a great impersonation to his face. But, yeah, in the locker room, we've got a couple guys who do really good impressions. Throw one guy. Ernest Brown, who's a DM, who's also coming out right now for the draft. He does a great Fitz impression. But, yeah, we respect him. So anytime we're, you know, making fun of him or impersonating him, it's all out of love. But, yeah.
Definitely. I mean, that's what guys do. I mean, I think the more we scorch each other, it's actually more terms of endearment. I think we just, if I'm not calling you crude names or doing something crude, it's almost like we're not buddies. I don't know. Yeah. How about this one? Offensive linemen, you guys are usually the bigger guys on the roster. What's the biggest meal maybe you or a teammate has ever put down?
Oh, this is a good one. We had a spot in Columbus, Ohio, where I grew up, called Quaker Steak and Lube, where they would have all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesdays. And me and my boys used to go. And the most I ever put down at Unlimited Wing Tuesday was 78 wings. So that's my that's my personal record. So I don't know. That's one of the biggest meals I've ever had. But these days I'm eating healthier, so smaller portions these days.
Fair enough. Now, back in the day, I got a great Quaker steak for you, too. Now, we went to the original one in Sharon. It's right next door to us, basically. And we went on wing night. Back in the day, it was like $5 all you could eat. You know, now it's much more.
Yeah.
But back in the day, it was only $5. Go out there on a Tuesday, all you can eat. We got to the point that me and my cousin, we got to the point where we couldn't eat anymore. So we ordered the Atomic as like the finale. Whoever got the most of the Atomic down. We were so miserable stuffed that we could barely even taste the Atomic. I think we each had like one. But I bowed out at 56. That's my high. And I was pretty proud of
that's
it.
That's a respectable number. That's respectable.
It was. Yeah. Now, truth be told, I went outside. There's a river, and I vomited. Just keeping it honest. Like I said, I got them down, but they did eventually come back up. And then the final one, kind
still
of sticking to the lines of food very much. And I appreciate your respecting that, especially with your 76. How about this one? Who's the best cook in your family? Because this draft's going to be rolling around. I'm sure you're going to be with family and loved ones and friends celebrating that weekend. What would you like the best cook in your family to prepare for you as you celebrate that special day?
Best cook in my family, definitely my mother. That's where I get my cooking prowess from, is from her. And let's see, she makes some delicious lasagna. So I'm hoping come around the draft, she's whipping up some lasagna for the family, for sure.
There you go. Awesome. Well, hey, Miss Vogel, you've been put on the spot, some lasagna for the big man come the end of April. Gunner, fantastic career, and again, we just appreciate you. We know you got a lot going on, but with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, keep grinding. Best to you on your pro day, and the best to you basically as you make your path towards this next level.
Yes, thank you so much, bro. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me on as well.
Thank you. Once again, Gunner Vogel, stand out, and you got to talk to love about the way that the teams talk about his versatility. I think that's, and I'm glad you said it because we kind of touched base on it, is I think that's really the calling card is, you know, and we know it. I mean, you watch NFL football, I mean, you see lines get devastated, ravaged with injuries, and you need a guy that you can plug in along the line that can fill in. And, you know, I cover the Steelers, and, you know, I mean, there's plenty of weekends that they're going into a lineup, and, you know, you move Matt Feeler here, and, you know, because DeCastro's out, and you're flip-flopping guys, and having interchangeable pieces that could be successful. That's a priceless commodity, again, in terms of value to what Gunner Vogel brings to the table. Again, if you want more of him, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.